Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Okay, so, oh my gosh, I have so much on my heart I want to speak to you about today. I just got out of church. I'm actually recording this on a Sunday. Sometimes I love to record right when I get out of church. By the way, I highly encourage you to go check out VU Church online. Rich Wilkerson Jr. preached today, and you can actually go and view the service I was at so you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to give you a recap, but if you have time, it's definitely worth watching. He's an incredible preacher, great message, so uplifting, so incredible, just so moving. Oh my gosh, so special. Okay, so I wanted to share with you that part of his message today, he had a number of messages actually, but part of it was about this idea that when you have this God-sized dream and this idea and movement and, you know, goal and vision, that you don't know how it's all gonna come to fruition. You don't have the blueprint, right? God put the promise on your heart, but hasn't given you the blueprint of spreadsheets or the game plan or the person to teach you how to do it. And so often we get scared and we're full of fear and full of how do we move forward and how do we take a step. And throughout the Bible, God always says, do not be afraid. And it's really about this understanding that we don't need to fear. We can hand it over to God. We can surrender to God. We need to surrender to God, hand all of our fears over and step forward with faith, knowing a way will be shown. And God spoke to me during this service today so much. You have no idea. I just really need to surrender and let go of fear and hand it over to God. And I'll tell you, if you've been with me for a while, you know this is not new, but over the last couple of years, I've really worked on strengthening my relationship with God, praying every day and, you know, spending as much time as possible in church. And it's helped so much, right? So first having that intention. And my experience is that there's nothing bad that comes out of it. It's only good, right? I mean, it's really about reframing your relationship with fear, letting go of control, you know, just ending this idea that we can control everything and surrendering to God. You know, some people say universe, whatever it is. For me, it's definitely God. And I'm so grateful and thankful every day for God. So, okay, that's been a big part of my life over the last 2 years, and it's affected me in such profound ways. I can't even articulate it for you right now. Okay, so part of the message today at church was about God's put this big vision on your heart and how do you move forward, and we need to really surrender and trust that God will show us the way and move forward without fear. Letting go of fear doesn't mean you're not going to have fear. Oh my gosh, of course we're going to have fear. But letting go, surrendering to God, handing it over to God, and moving forward. Anyway, now, it hit me so strongly today while I was in church. I started crying because in some ways I hadn't done that in some parts of my life, right? I definitely had done that with business. So let me give you that example. When I got fired, I was 43. I had an 18-month non-compete. I had to leave the industry I was an expert in and start over as a rookie somewhere, right? And I didn't know how I was going to make money. Well, thanks to Elvis Duran, who spoke this truth and belief into me that I could write a book, I wrote Confidence Creator, bestseller, killer book. If you haven't read it yet, check it out. I narrate it if you want to listen to the Audible, which I'm super proud of. I narrate both my books. But anyhow, so I didn't know what was going to happen. I moved forward with faith, not knowing. That book trumped Donald Trump for number one in the business biography list the first week it came out. It's actually sold more copies to date than my second book, Overcome Your Villains, which is so crazy because my second book is with HarperCollins Leadership. And my second book, I have 1 million followers. Just so weird how things happen. But again, I just turn it over to God. I trust that whatever's meant to happen is going to happen. Let go, let God, and stop trying to control everything. Things do not always go the way that we think they will. And it's always to our advantage when we allow it to be. So anyhow, so I didn't know, you know, what was going to happen there. I Googled how do you sell books. It said speak. I started speaking, and then my speaking business blew up, and then COVID hit, and then I didn't know how I was going to make money. So I launched an online coaching program, which is what led me to my board seat currently at HealthLink Corporation, which led to so many incredible relationships and friendships, which actually led to me speaking virtually like 5 times a day, which landed me top 40 female keynote speaker of the year, 2020, and then top 50 keynote speaker of the year, 2022. None of these things would have happened. So like all these redirects, all these could be seen as challenges, obstacles, ended up being blessings in disguise. So the more I look back and experience that again as a positive, the more I can let go and say, okay, whatever new challenge I'm facing today, I can welcome it in my life and be grateful for it. It's going to redirect me to something bigger. And when you make that small shift, it's a huge shift and it's a huge blessing. And one of the ways I've been able to do that is through my relationship with God, through going to church, through reading scripture, through prayer, for sure, through prayer. When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy. When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands. But, you know, another part of it is doing the things I love and letting go of the things that are holding me back. And I've talked to you about this before. You know, I was super tired today. My really good friend had a 50th birthday party last night, and we stayed up way too late. It had the best time ever. Oh my gosh, always be there for your friends, your ride or die. They will so appreciate it, and it's always so, so fun and so worth it. But this morning I'm tired, and I remember I opened my eyes and I said, get out of bed right now and go work out. I'll feel better about who I am. I'll feel better. I'll have more energy. And I do. And yeah, I'm sure it would have been easy just to stay in bed too, but I didn't. Like, I've learned through discipline, I'll be more proud of myself. I'll feel better if I get up and do the harder thing, which in some moments is going to work out, right? So I'm so grateful now that I'm sitting here that I went to work out. I'm so grateful that I went to church. I'm so grateful, right, that I did these things. Write that down. Like, remind yourself, rewire your brain, go to your gratitude journal and write down the things you're grateful for. It can be as simple as, I went to work out this morning. I'm grateful for that choice. I'm grateful that I went to this incredible sermon today. I'm grateful for my pastor. I write down all these incredible things. And the more you sit in gratitude, the more you attract things to be grateful for. Fact, it is true. I promise you that. So if you're having a day, maybe you're saying like, oh, things aren't going well for me, start thanking God for those challenges, because they're going to redirect you to something bigger, better. I don't know what it is yet. I don't know what my challenges are redirecting me to yet, but I keep looking back at getting fired. I keep looking back at these other seemingly horrible things that ended up being blessings in disguise. I just didn't know it at the time. You can always connect the dots looking back. You can't connect them looking forward. That's where you have to have faith, right? Like, you've got to believe. You just have to believe. And that's my word of the year this year. Last year it was faith, and this year it's believe. And so combining for me, and this is what works for me, but combining my faith and this ultimate belief that things are always going to work out, because they always do, has such a positive impact in my life. And I want to share that with you so that you can put that into motion in your life too. Give it a shot. Just have some faith. Even if you only can for a finite window of time, just do it. Believe it. Own it. Feel it. And I promise you this, things will get so much better for you. You'll start to see the way, right? You might not have that blueprint or roadmap today, but it will start to appear when you truly, truly believe. It just will. Trust me. Please trust me on this. I want good for you. I want you to chase your dreams. I want you to be able to have that God-sized dream and vision for your life and go after it and make the world a better place. The world needs your light. Amplify your light. Make the world a brighter place. We so need you to do it. Okay. So another example, this is so crazy. I was just thinking about it. I actually was on my Instagram story today, right after I got out of church, talking about church. If you don't follow me on Instagram, I'm at Heather Monahan. Definitely, you need to, because I'm going to Saudi Arabia in a few weeks, and I am going to document the whole thing on my IG. Of course, I will on LinkedIn, Facebook as well, but definitely the real time will be on my IG story. So please follow me there so that you can see what your girl's doing. I'm super nervous, but I'm super excited, right? There's a fine line between fear and excitement. And I just keep telling myself, I'm excited. I'm really excited for this. It's going to be amazing. Now, the whole reason I'm going and doing this is because I want women in the Middle East to know what is possible for them. I want them to, when you can see it, you can start to believe it, right? So I see someone else ahead of me doing something, I know it's possible for me because they were able to do it, right? So it just makes it easier to believe and to see yourself doing it. So for me, I'm super grateful for the opportunity to speak for the largest tech conference in the world in Saudi Arabia. It's called Leap Technology. And I'm going to be speaking alongside the CEO of TikTok, the CEO of IBM, the CEO of Zoom. I mean, these incredible leaders, billionaires, sultans. What? I don't even know what a sultan is. Yes, this is so crazy, right? I'm over my skis, right? Like, this is the next level for me. It's the biggest thing I've ever done. And I'm super excited. Well, back to my whole idea of moving forward with faith and just believing, right? Believing a way will be shown. I didn't know how this was going to work out. I'm not there yet, right? I've had to jump through many a hoop so far to get my visa, you know, to working with the team to book my flights, a hotel, you know, I'm going for a whole week, right? There's a huge time change. And anyhow, like, a lot of things have had to happen to get me to this point. And I'm still weeks out. I'm sure there's going to be more. It was cool because I got really, really nervous, as I've never been to Saudi Arabia before. And everyone kept saying to me, you should not go alone. Now, I do know multiple speakers that are going to be there. So some of my really good friends are going too. I've invited two of my girlfriends. Both of them are considering going. But wouldn't you know, this week I went out with one of my guy friends for dinner. We're talking and he says, oh, you're going alone? I said, yeah. I said, oh, no, no, I'm going with you. And I said, you got to be kidding me. No way. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I've never been. He said, so it'd be cool. He said, two, I've never seen you speak. I'd love to see you speak. But three, if anything ever happened to you, I'd feel terrible. Just let me come be your wingman on this trip. And I'm so incredibly grateful. I can't even believe it. Super, super grateful. That went in the gratitude journal, right? So now I've got a wingman with me, which is so cool. Then, wouldn't you know, he has a friend who who had lived in Saudi Arabia. We had a phone call together the other day, and he just reassured me and made it seem so much easier than what I'm making it out to be in my head, because I haven't seen it yet, right? Like, I haven't been there yet. After I have a trip there, it'll be so much easier to go back. So it's just, again, you know, you have to move forward with faith, move forward believing that it's all going to work out, and it ultimately will. Well, wouldn't you know, this whole thing started, I don't know, 6 months ago was when the LEAP team originally reached out to me and asked me to speak. Back then, they were asking me to speak on one stage. Well, now, at this point, they've now booked me on the main stage and the investor stage. So I'm going to do two different talks, which I'm super excited about. But then, this is so incredible. On Friday, a couple days ago, I saw an email came over from LEAP, from the team for the conference, and they said, hey, Heather, Stephen Bartlett's team just reached out and they would like you to interview him live on stage. They gave me the day and the time and whatnot. And so he has one of the largest podcasts in the world. He is incredible, has millions of followers, again, light years ahead of me. And he and his team picked me to interview him. And I would have never had this opportunity if I wasn't going to be out in Saudi Arabia, right? So all these incredible things are coming together, all of these blessings, but it starts with having the faith that, okay, I'm going for the right reason. I'm not going for me. I'm going to help inspire and show women what's possible for them in another part of the world. And yes, I'm nervous and I don't know the culture and there's plenty of things that are freaking me out, but I'm going to move forward with faith and a belief that it's all going to work out for the best. And it just has been. And I'm so grateful. Now my friend's coming with me. I have multiple friends that are going to be there, right? I have this huge opportunity to interview Stephen Bartlett. Like, this is great. It's just so incredible. So start getting excited about what life is going to be bringing to you. Who knows what it is? When everything's uncertain, anything is possible. Start getting excited for all that possibility. Start stepping into your faith, into your belief that the best is yet to come, because it really, truly, truly is. And I'll tell you, a lot of people ask me, how do you get your energy so high? You have really great energy. And I'm so grateful when people say to me, thank you. I think you have great energy too, by the way. But you know, it goes back to making that next right decision. And by the way, I make tons of bad decisions, right? Like, I got home at 2 a.m. last night from this 50th birthday party. We were acting like knuckleheads, staying out so late. It was insane. So I'm not the most rested person today, right? Again, I don't always make the best decisions, but I make the best decision I can in the moment. And going to workout today was a great way to get my energy up. Going to church today was a great way to get my energy up. Spending the day with my son today has been a great way to get my energy up. I'm going to go for a run after I finish recording this, right? That's another great way to get my energy up, to get outside. Getting rid of negative people, places, things, and tasks always elevates my energy too. Now, you can't always get rid of all of them, right? Like, we still have to do our taxes. We still have to do, like, there's plenty of things you might not like to do that I certainly don't like to do, but biting the bullet and just delegating it to somebody else, paying somebody else to do it for you, or just getting it done is going to take that pressure off of you and allow your energy to elevate, right? So these are things I have to remind myself on the daily. You know, one of those situations was a year and a half ago. I sold my old condo and I was reluctant to do it because I had lived there for so long, but it ended up, I love where I live now so much more. I would have never found this place if I hadn't taken the risk, sold the condo, not knowing where I was going to be living, you know, and take that leap of faith to let go of something that had served me, but didn't feel like it was serving me anymore. And I'm so grateful that I purged that house, got rid of so much, gave away so much, created a lot of space for good to come into my life. And by, you know, serendipitous, amazing miracle, found where I live now. And it's just been really about stepping into the faith, stepping into this belief that things are going to get better, that things are going to work out for you, and taking those risks, taking those steps, even if it might just be a small step at first. Those small steps will give you the momentum to start taking bigger leaps forward. LEAP Technology Conference. That was a good plan words, Heather. Great job. That was not done intentionally. But, you know, truly, now that I look back on all these other challenges I had in the past, like the example of getting fired and writing the book and whatnot, that inspires me that the LEAP trip is going to be amazing, because I feel nervous. You know, I know there's going to be unforeseen challenges, but I know that we were able to get through those other big challenges. We're going to get through these, whatever it is that comes up on these too. And they're going to be reframed as new opportunities to redirect me to something bigger. And yeah, it might seem scary in one moment, but there's a fine line between fear and excitement, and I'm going to lean into excited. And I hope you do too. I really, really hope that you do. So one of the things I wanted to share with you, and I've shared this before, is what I do in the morning every day. The first thing I do every morning is I pray. Well, the first thing I do is I call my son's car because he has to go to school super early, and I make him breakfast and I pray. And then once I'm done praying and get my son off to school, there's a couple of things that I read. This first one, actually, I got from John Gordon. I don't know if he had it on. John's a friend of mine, great guy, incredible writer, author, podcast host, and speaker. He's been a guest on this show twice. He's had me on his show. And I don't know if I got it from his newsletter or if he told me. I don't remember, but I got this idea from him. And I have this written down on a piece of paper and I read it every morning. It says, I expect great things to happen today. God, I trust in your plan for my life. I accept all the joy, love, success, and abundance in my life. Every day, I'm getting stronger, healthier, and better. And I accept all the people that want to work with me and benefit from my gifts and talents. I receive your miracles today and every day. The best is yet to come. And I believe it, I own it, I rock it, I feel it. I read that every morning and it just makes me feel so excited for what lies ahead of me for that day, right? And just really expecting great things and expecting miracles and such a blessing. Then I added a note. I see that I added this during the year. I know exactly what this was about. I wrote, this is just a note to remind myself on days that I'm having a bad day. It says, when you think about being disappointed or about something that where you're feeling disappointed or you're feeling down, you attract more situations like that into your life, right? So the more you sit in feeling badly, feeling disappointed, feeling discouraged, the more you're going to attract and bring around more situations to feel that way about. Pump the brakes. No thanks. Hard pass. Not interested. So I need to stop beating myself up. That's like a reminder for me to say, hey, if you're feeling down and bummed out right now, let's do something to switch that. It doesn't mean that you have to be happy all day long, every day, but like go for the run, go to the workout, go for a walk outside, pray, whatever it is for you. I don't know. Maybe just take a shower. I don't know. Maybe read a book. Do whatever it is that's going to help you feel better in that moment. And then you'll start stacking some moments together and suddenly your day will take a turn for the better. So I just keep that little note for when I'm feeling down to remind myself, this is not going to be helpful. Like we can acknowledge something did not seem to go great. We don't know exactly why that happened. Probably was a redirection to something much bigger and better. And if the more we trust in God, the more we surrender and turn it over to him, the more we let go and let God, the more, you know, miracles are going to start happening for us. So that's how I choose to see it. And again, I'm not saying that this stuff is easy. It's been a work in progress for me because it was not my way for most of my life, right? So it's a new practice, new habit. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, Mom, you look so pretty. I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Q-U-I-N-C-E
quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later.
But you can start a new practice, a new habit at any point in time. Why not now? Why not today? Why not write these things down? I'll read to you one more time. I expect great things to happen today. God, I trust in your plan for my life. I accept all the joy, love, success, and abundance in my life. Every day, I'm getting stronger, healthier, and better. And I accept all of the people that want to work with me and benefit from my gifts and my talents. I receive your miracles today and every day. The best is yet to come. I hope you know that I'm smiling when I read it because that's how I read it every day. I'm so excited when I read it. So thank you, John Gordon, for that idea. It's a part of my routine. I do it every day. I highly suggest you do too. Okay, I don't know where I got this one from. Anytime I see something I like, I take a screenshot of it and I put it in a file on my iPhone and I save it. And if I really love something, I rewrite it down because the more, for me, I'm a visual learner. The more I write something down, the more ingrained and really memorable it becomes for me. So here's another one that I read in the morning. It said, "This is an opportunity to strengthen my faith. Expecting is allowing. Everything always works out for me. Fear and worry block manifestations, prayers, and blessings. It's a knowing, a certainty, and an expectation. It's God's plan. Live as though your prayers have already been answered. Walk by faith. God's making room for what's next. Don't be afraid to lose what you have now. Surrender, let go, and let God." And for me, you know, everyone has their own hangups and challenges in life, but one of the challenges that I've had is oftentimes I'll hang on to something for too long. I held on to that job for way too long where I was being treated terrible by that woman. Right? Why did I do that? I should have walked out that door and just taken the risk to go find something better and create a life that was better. But no, I was hanging on to something that no longer served me. Did the same thing with a relationship for 8 years that I should have ended years earlier. One of my weaknesses or downsides in life is sometimes I'm too loyal to things to a fault where it's hurting me. And I've got to get better at saying, no, you know, this is not helpful to me. This no longer serves me. And I'm making better decisions and I'm letting go of what no longer serves me. That's a big part of who I am now. And that's a new discipline, a new learning, and something that has been very helpful to me. So, and that goes back to when I was sharing with you about that idea of, you know, when I'm being disappointed or discouraged, I'm just attracting more of that into my life. When you find yourself in those situations, ask yourself, what can I do to change this? Do I quit this job? Do I get out of this relationship? Do I start applying for new jobs? Whatever it is. And it doesn't have to be some huge drastic, can just be baby steps till you get yourself, you know, more comfortable with making that leap. But I just challenge you to say, like, okay, how can we improve the situation? Maybe we can't fix it all today, but what steps could we take today to possibly begin to change it? And start putting your joy, your happiness first. May you live a life you love because you deserve to, and the world needs you to. It's going to make the world a brighter, better place. So those are just a couple of things that I do every morning that help set me up for a positive day. And again, know this, there's plenty of days where I have challenges just like you, some really big ones, and there's plenty of days where things go amazing. So trying to lean into finding more joy, doing more things that I love with people I love, that has a snowball effect, right? And I don't know, happiness breeds happiness, and positive energy breeds positive energy, and there is a momentum and a pull that's a domino effect when good things start happening. So that all starts with one little step, like one step in that new direction, one step getting away from a situation that was no longer serving you, cutting a person out of your life that was speaking down to you, putting you down, and not treating you the way that you deserve. Take a look with intention at your life and say, where do I have the opportunity to cut out something that no longer serves me? And what can I add in that possibly can elevate me and take me to the next level? I know for me, for sure, my church, my faith, my relationship with God, my working out, the amazing friends that I have in my life. Oh my gosh, I literally have the best people in my life. It's incredible. And that doesn't happen by chance. The grass grows where you water it, where you spend time and invest time, energy, and effort. That's where you reap that harvest. And for sure, my friendships are definitely one of those areas. I'm so grateful that my whole life I've really poured a lot into my friends, and it's now at 49 years old. It's like incredible, the people I have in my life. So you can have that too. Doesn't matter if you don't have it today. You can make a new turn and you can start investing and watering that soil so that a couple of years from now you have a huge group of people that love you, have your back, and support you just like you support them. So I don't know where you are today, but I know this. We could all make one change, do one thing differently to help elevate us and take us to that next level. Step into that fear. Let the fear go. Turn it over to God. Step into that unknown and know that this vision, this plan, this God-sized miracle that has been planted on your heart is there for a reason. We just got to start taking the steps to make it come to fruition. So until next week, I hope you keep creating your confidence. You know I will be.
I decided to change that dynamic. I couldn't be more excited for what you're going to hear. Start learning and growing. Inevitably, something will happen. No one succeeds alone.
You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Come on this journey with me.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.